Mr. Alderman, sir.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
That was great. Well, I don't know. As I said, if we, it was 19 minutes and 40 seconds. But there's a lot of work in it. But I...
It was 1937, actually. You cut it by 3 seconds.
Now, I must say that I put an awful lot of emotion into it.
Well, and it...
I don't know whether it got through.
It sure did. And it did very clearly, and the decision to do the thing at the end was exactly right, I think. Because for one thing, it completely threw the commentators off.
Oh, did it?
Because it was, you know, they didn't have it.
They already chopped it up?
Well, they didn't have it in their text. No, they're not chopping it up. Both ABC and NBC did just a very quick wrap-up and then went off the air. CBS is still on analyzing.
Yeah, well, they all of them.
But they're not, they're...
It threw them off because
so far they are covering it very fairly, but rather came on right at the beginning and made quite a point of that the last 2 minutes was not in the text. And, that you had... that they had been briefed on the early part of it.
Yeah.
I just got a note here from on Billy Graham's call. He says, this was a masterful job, particularly the last 2 or 3 minutes were very good. He felt the president spoke to the heart as well as to the head. As an appeal, it was one of the best and generally one of the best presentations that he's given. So Billy liked that part. And of course, the staff people are all just think it's great.
The last part, of course, was quite a work of art, to be frank with you.
It sure was.
To take all of that and to put it, compress it into that, and to say it without being maudlin, and yet to have some emotion in it. You know, it was done with style.
It sure was.
And nobody can say that we were tear-jerking and all that sort of thing. But it jerked a tear, too, I think.
Well, that's Brody Black of the Cincinnati Inquirer, one I've got in here, says the conclusion was impressive and moving. And, you know, I think we're going to get that on all of these, that he thought the strong point of the speech was your willingness to be judged on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think...
Well, you can call me back in a half hour.
Comes through awfully strong.
Any reactions you get?
Okay. Okay, sure.
Give me a half hour. I'll be eating, and then I just want to... But I don't want to talk to anybody myself.
Okay.
But I'm going to be particularly interested to know who does call.
And let me tell you one that Bill Rogers called before the thing and said, if I saw you before you went on, to tell you he had read the speech and that it was right on the ball, and as the kids would say, it was right on.
Yeah.
He was very enthusiastic.
Okay.